Number one, next level prayer, or all next level prayer in Wichita. I sense in my spirit that the Lord wants to take us to next level prayer, and that's just my phrase, not a biblical phrase. The prayer movement's been swelling for 3 years or so. It's not just big meetings in churches, but it's daily worship and swelling prayer that's happening in both places, and we love that. But I just want to say, you know, most places are amazed not only by the numbers of our meetings, but how long it's been going, that it didn't die out after the third or fourth or fifth one. And so we're getting ready to do our 19th, and I don't know an answer for that other than the Holy Spirit, obviously, and moving through people that are stewarding that, which is great. But I want to read one verse, Ephesians 6:18, at the end of the armor section. It says, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. I believe with all my heart, God loves the prayers of the saints, even when they're weak and they're sporadic. I think he loves it when we cry out and we eke out and we, in the midst of weakness or we, you know, and we're trying to figure out discipline in our life. I don't think he's impatient, like, they don't pray enough and he's angry and all that. I think he woos and longs for more, but I think he honors that. But maturing prayer involves a movement from partial prayer to all prayer. And I'm lifting that up out of this apostolic verse here. Partial prayer, what I mean by that, is periodic, off and on switch kind of life with us in prayer. We pray, I mean, the worst of it is we pray when the airplane's going down, you know, or we pray when there's just trouble, or we pray when we're just at church or whatever. We're moving from partial sporadic prayer to a fullness and a maturity in prayer, which we're calling all here. I believe the Spirit is inviting us individually and corporately in the city and here in this room to all prayer. And what it said in this verse was all times, to all prayer, to all perseverance, and to all saints. And so I just lay this out before you because I think that the Lord wants to move us from periodic moments to praying without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 is pray without ceasing. And what's that look like and how do you do it and how much are we saying? How much of my brain is, I mean, I don't know the answer to all that. It'll take the Holy Spirit to do that. But I think the Lord wants to do more with us than just meet us at scheduled times once or twice a week. I think he's trying to give us a grace where we're in perpetual conversation even while we're in the midst of the mundane stuff of life. I think he wants to release a revelation of all prayer. There's fullness of prayer. I think worship is prayer. I think singing's prayer. Praise is prayer. There's all kinds of prayer, individual, secret place, to corporate, and that kind of thing. But I think there's supposed to be a blossoming of prayer. And I'm laying this out to you because I'm asking you to pray for prayer in our city. The enemy, I think, is incensed, enraged that the people of God are pointing more to Jesus instead of to themselves. That's what prayer does. Prayer bows us down, and it says, you, not the guy or the gal. And so we love it. I mean, that I'm at First E Free on a Thursday night, and they're telling me a couple minutes before, as you know, the place is packed out. I mean, the parking lot's full, and there's cars all the way down Woodlawn with blinkers to get into the parking lot to a prayer meeting, and there's no special speaker there, no star coming in. People don't even know who's leading worship. I might be in there, but everybody's seen my dog and pony show. You know, it's not impressive. You got Josh Black, you got a few other guys, but listen, people are coming to pray. And I'm just telling you, something's changed when that happens. And the enemy is incensed about that, I believe, because prayer's not being any longer the least attended meeting, and prayer's becoming joyful, and it's growing. And listen, it has come up out of the ground. It's beginning to bloom, but there's way more to this flower. There's fruit that's to come. And we're only at the beginning of the beginning of a citywide superstructure of prayer that I believe is to be core in a global Antioch that God's establishing here. And it's going to take some people praying for prayer. You have to pray for it. If there's discouragement happening, there's division being sown. I just heard about it a little bit. It's not a big deal. It'll all be okay. But the prayer movement finally is known quite a bit, and people are speaking about the prayer movement doesn't understand this about the Bible, or the prayer movement doesn't do it's that, you know? And that's fine. It's inevitable. I really wish as long as we could. I mean, do you know what it's the mercy of God that no news station has done a story on this. Does everybody know that? It's the mercy of God. We got little church stories. They'll do run on. They've never, ever come. The Eagle did a little blurb on it. Now, the ego side of me was like, what's the deal with that? But the wisdom in my spirit, I know it's the wisdom of God, because it's letting it be an underground organic thing which maintains our purity at some level, and only God can know how pure it is. But please pray that we would see a maturing to all prayer, because God wants to take us to the next level. And I would say this, question is going to come in the spirit to some of you, and it's going to come privately, but could you not tarry 1 hour? Does everybody remember that discussion? And it's not going to come as a condemnation thing. I'm telling you. The Lord's not mad at us because we don't pray 1 hour a day, okay? But it's going to come as an invitation. Everywhere I'm preaching, I'm saying you're missing the party if you're missing a prayer life. You're missing the joy. There's joy in the house of prayer. If it's been fashioned as some obligatory hard thing, I'm just asking you to reread your Bible, maybe repent, you know, and ask the Lord to freshly enliven your heart. Because there's nothing better on planet Earth than interacting with Yahweh close up next to his throne in the blood of his son. I mean, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Filled with the Holy Spirit, moving heaven onto earth. It's good stuff. And that's why we feel so good when we have these citywide prayer. Everybody's like, oh, this is so good in here. You know, and worship leaders love it. And preachers, I have to work at it so hard to keep them from preaching. They get so excited because there's so much presence in the room. And but it's because God's pleasure's there and our pleasure's there when we meet with him. So please pray for prayer and for its preservation. I say that out loud to this group, and we're recording and going to send it out loud, because it's a little bit of a shot across the bow to the enemy that we know is coming against this thing. And we're just asking for him to maintain, not maintain big meetings, but a momentum of kingdom thing. I never, ever want to be part of just a revival that we all look back and go, remember the spring of 2019 when, you know, I want a perpetual crescendoing revival until Jesus comes back. The revival to me means church back normal. I just don't think we're normal yet. I think he loves us, but we're getting there. It's happening, but normal church should crescendo, and it will actually crack the sky and get the Son of God back. So amen, that's what we're in. Listen in your heart. See if the Lord's calling you to 1 hour of prayer here or there. And we're building 24/7 prayer in some various ways, and we'll tell you more about that later. Amen. Father God, preserve the prayer movement. Not an organization, not at every other month meeting. I'm asking the church would step up to be the house of prayer you ordained her to be. May she no longer hang her head low, get so busy like Martha, working and complaining and competing. May we be a Mary that goes to your feet in intimacy and take our place of prayer and shift a city and shift the world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen.